This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, the word is called illusion. The word is illusion. You've heard of optical illusion. Perhaps you've had this experience of driving down the highway. You've been driving down the blacktop and you see what looks to be water on the road, but as you get closer, you realize it's not. It's just an optical illusion. And there are a lot of illusions in life that we see optically, but there are a lot of illusions personally. There's some that are harmless and there's some that are very serious. I heard a dermatologist on the radio recently talking about skin cancer, and he said he is seeing more sun-related skin cancers in the last 3 years, than he has in his entire career. Sun exposure-related skin cancers, he said his patients are all alike in that regard. He said they worship the sun and they stay out in the sun morning till night. And here's what he said about them. They have the same profile. They all have the illusion. Operate under the illusion of invulnerability. It won't happen to me. Well, that's not true only with dermatological problems. It's true with a lot of problems in life where we live under illusion. In fact, I want to define the word illusion as we begin because I think it's going to be helpful to you. An illusion is anything that deceives me through false impression. And illusion is anything in my life that deceives me through false impression. Sometimes it can be harmless, but sometimes it can be very, very serious. Scott Peck was a psychiatrist who said that he operated under the illusion that things would always get better when he was raising his children. He said he first operated under the illusion, when my kids get out of diapers, things will be better. Then he said his next illusion was, when they go to school, things will be better. Then his next illusion was, when they get their driver's licenses, it'll be better. And then that created a whole new set of problems. Then he said, well, when they go to college, things will be better. I'll get along better with my children. Then he said the next illusion was, when they get married, I'll get along with them. And before he died, he said his last illusion was, when his children get into their 40s, things will be better. When his children get in their 40s. That was said tongue-in-cheek and written tongue-in-cheek, but it illustrates a point that sometimes life is just one illusion after another. It's going to get better, it's going to get better, and it doesn't. In a lot of areas in life. Today we're going to talk about life's illusions by looking at an incident in the life of Christ. It's actually a very famous episode in the life of Christ called the triumphant entry, the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. And we're going to talk about the illusions that people had about Jesus Christ. Did you know that people thought back then that Jesus was going to set up an earthly kingdom? They really did. And if you've studied with me at all in the Gospel of Luke, Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this what? World. It's not of this world. He didn't come to establish an earthly kingdom. He said, the kingdom of God is within you. It's spiritual. And we're going to talk about three illusions today that are in your life and my life perhaps today. Let's bring up the text from Luke, the 19th chapter, beginning at verse 37. When Jesus came near the place where the road goes down the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, Teacher, rebuke your disciples. I tell you, he replied, if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out. As he approached Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it. The original word means he sobbed. He just sobbed total tears over the city. Well, a passage that's actually preached around Palm Sunday and Easter, but we talk about it this week because that's where the series is in Luke. Tune in tomorrow to hear the rest of the message.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.